Pope Francis, we're calling him an activist pontiff, it seems to be the vibe, certainly with strong focus on the world's poor. Even so, his first encyclical letter is likely to ruffle some feathers, particularly amongst American Catholic Republicans, and there's a few of those because of its emphasis on climate change. This encyclical is due to be formally released overnight. It's already been leaked. RN has a copy. Andrew West, who knows all in this space of religion and ethics, joins us now. Hello, Andrew.
Good morning, Fran. Now, I have to say, our copy came care of our religion unit specialist, Noel DeBean, who's a very well-connected man.
He is a very well-connected man, and it's good that we have our finger on the pulse of this. It's already been flagged that the Pope's first encyclical would focus on the impact of climate change on the poor. The Vatican and the Pope, have we stolen their thunder having it leaked? Does this change anything?
Well, the Vatican is saying this is a draft copy. If it is a draft copy, it must indeed be a very, very late copy. It was signed off on the 24th of May, and that's about 3 weeks ago. So if it is a draft copy, it's a very late copy. It was circulated to about 5,000 bishops and other church officials around the world. When you send something out to 5,000 people, it's guaranteed to leak, a bit like Bradley Manning, you know, who had access to documents that a million other people had. Not quite a million, but 5,000 is a lot of people.
It was always,
and the Vatican has said, oh, this is a heinous attempt to undermine the Pope. My understanding is, though, that if it's been leaked, it was actually leaked by people who are supportive of the Pope and, you know, and his efforts to tackle climate change.
Well, let's talk about that, because you've had a look. Take us through the main points, can you, of the Pope's argument in this letter, this encyclical, for making climate change an issue for the Catholic Church?
Well, interestingly, Fran, the very term climate change is one where he doesn't fudge. In fact, in this English translation, he uses the words repeatedly, global warming. He makes the point that he rejects what he says is an anthropocentric view of the world. That is the idea that humans are at the centre of everything, that they must dominate everything. He sees this as part of a broader creation story. So he argues that and he accepts the science, the overwhelming weight of science, that global warming is due to greenhouse gases and is man-made. He does acknowledge there are other views in this debate, but he does accept that there is a weight of evidence on the question of man-made climate change.
And what's his message for Catholics around the world? What does he want them to do?
Well, he basically talks about major lifestyle changes, reducing emphasis and reliance on fossil fuels. He also calls, however, for governments to act. Now, remember, the timing of this is very deliberate. There is a major climate change summit in Paris towards the end of this year. He also goes to the United States, I think in August, September, where he will give the first ever papal address to a joint session of Congress. That's going to be very confronting for some of those American politicians. So his timing of this is very deliberate. He wants to be there in the centre of the debate. He won't be at the climate change summit in Paris.
But he will be in spirit.
But, well, he's certainly laying the groundwork for it. So when you say, what does he want Catholics to do? He wants Catholic politicians to act. He wants individual Catholics to also change their lives. Just one other point, though, Fran. This is not directed just, like other encyclicals, at the faithful. This is directed at the world's population. The encyclical is directed at people of all faiths and none.
I think a lot of people who don't support climate change will say, well, the Pope has no business to meddle in this kind of issue. But here in Australia, for instance, we have a Catholic Prime Minister who is not a climate activist for climate change. In America, many of the leading Republicans are Catholic, and they are very strongly against moves that have been put forward, for instance, at the Paris Convention. So what do you think is going to be the response politically?
Well, you're right about that, Fran. The backlash, as it were, has already begun, in the sense that a number of leading American politicians have said, well, the Pope should stick to his business, which they say is purely moral. Now, he says this is a moral issue, by the way, but they're saying stick to his business, which is about personal morality.
Moral issue of our time.
Yes, we'll stick to ours. So James Inhofe, who's a senator from Oklahoma, who is, I think, the leading climate change denier in the US Congress, he's already rejected it. But other politicians who've relied on Vatican statements in the past, like Rick Santorum, have said, well, the Vatican's been wrong on science themselves. I mean, it's very interesting, because what is happening here is that the Catholic right, as it were, is proving itself to be just as much of the sort of cafeteria Catholic as you like, you know, pick the bits you like, leave the bits, as the so-called Catholic left that ignore the bits on abortion. The Catholic right here has been ignoring the bits on climate change and war and the death penalty. So, you know, the Pope is really a challenge to both sides
on
this.
The Pontiff has spoken. Andrew, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure, Fran.
Andrew West, and you can hear more about this on the Religion and Ethics Report at 5:30 this afternoon right here on RN.